The Guardian.
We're embarking on a real voyage. That was what Jean-Jacques Dourdan, the Director General of the European Space Agency, said after the successful launch yesterday of an unmanned cargo vessel. Europe's largest and most complex spacecraft yet, it's taking supplies to the International Space Station. Our science correspondent Ian Sample was at the launch site in French Guiana to see the rocket blast off and to meet Alan Thurkettle, the European Space Agency's programme manager for the International Space Station.
It's just coming up to 1 o'clock in the morning here at the European Space Agency Spaceport in French Guiana. It's dark, it's wet, there are bats flying around and we're surrounded by forest. About 5 kilometres away, and this is the nearest we can get, is an Ariane 5 rocket. And on top of that is Europe's largest and most complicated spacecraft yet. It's called the Automated Transfer Vehicle, and it's going to take 8 or so tons of cargo up to the International Space Station. It's suddenly gone very quiet here. We are now at 5 seconds. So in the distance you can see light, a really bright light, but no noise yet. It's up. It's incredibly bright. Here comes the noise. That is incredible. Sounds like the sky's ripping. That is the Ariane 5 crackling into the sky and leaving behind it an enormous plume of steam and smoke and into the cloud and on towards the International Space Station. Alan, could you just say, what is the ATV and what will it be used for?
The ATV is a 20-ton logistics carrier. It stands for the Automated Transfer Vehicle, but basically it's a truck that that carries supplies and goods up to the station. It carries a mixture of dry cargo and fluids. The dry cargo are science samples, the spare parts for the station, equipment for the crew, medical equipment, clothing, food, that kind of stuff. It carries fluids. It can carry water, both Russian water and American water. It can carry... there are two different types of water, believe it or not. It carries oxygen. And it carries propulsion, and carries two types of propulsion fluids. One that that it offloads onto the station, so the station has got its own attitude control when the ATV is not there, and also propulsion to reboost the station, to increase the altitude of the station, to offset the decay. So it's a multi-purpose logistics carrier for the station.
So what is quite special about the ATV in particular, technology-wise?
The unique thing about ATV is the A part. It's an automated vehicle. It is the first worldwide vehicle that's ever been able to automatically rendezvous and dock. Every other vehicle is piloted.
And this isn't a one-off. There are going to be more ATVs in the pipeline, hopefully.
More than hopefully. Contractually, there are more ATVs in the pipeline. We're building another four. We have a contract to build another four, which will satisfy our station commitments up until 2015. We're extremely optimistic that the station will extend well beyond 2015, and as optimistic that Europe will be a part of that. So therefore, there'll be future ATVs after that, simply as trucks for the station anyway. But ATV will form the building block for the transportation elements of the exploration program that we want to do as well.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.